This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Tear us apart. We can never be torn apart. That is me and David Edgar, and you are listening to the Glasgow Rangers fan show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm delighted to say at a slightly different time, but they are the ones. We need to hear from them every week. It is the Rangers fan show, and we have moved it because we want to hear from you and we want to hear from David. It is simple. It is easy. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm now joined by the legend, David Edgar, from at Ibrox Rocks, the Heart and Hand podcast. David, my man, Rangers play tonight. Finally, football is back. The winter break is over. Two games already, two wins. It's like we were never away.
The results have been good. The performances maybe less so. tonight was quite a stodgy game at Ibrox. When their manager had said before the match that he intended to park two buses. Ibrox, to be fair to them, they certainly double park. Rangers were never in any serious danger. I don't think St. Mirren manager shot on target all night, but that kind of sluggishness just after the winter break, we saw it on Friday night against Ra, we saw it again tonight, but all that matters is getting the 3 points on the board. We did that, and we move on to the weekend where we've got Hearts away, which is always one of the bigger games on the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely, even though Hearts are bottom. Let's talk about those two games. Obviously, we'll start with a cup. That first game from the winter break, maybe like you said, a little bit of rust. There were seven changes to the side, but yeah. Professional job, 2-0. And what was good about that, even though it was the first game back and the players should have fresh legs, they've had a little bit of time away, still made those changes and you rested in almost and you still got job done.
Yeah, like we don't really tend to get as many cup shocks up north as you get down south for some reason, and maybe it's because the difference in standard is bigger between the divisions up here. But you know, Stranraer came along and again got men behind the ball and certainly didn't do themselves didn't do their reputation any harm at all. They didn't deserve a cuffing, and Rangers didn't do enough to give them one. But it was really a training game. You know, both sides knew. And I think that was part of the reason that Rangers were a little flat, is I think they knew that they were going to win almost regardless of how they played, and there was no urgency to the display. Again, you know, there were guys who, fringe players, were given the opportunity. It's a home tie against a lower division side. I didn't really take it. And the manager spoke afterwards. And Stephen Gerrard, Charlie's very honest in his post-match interviews, and he said afterwards that he was bored watching the Rangers' performance. He was quite disappointed and said he had gone away from it quite flat. So I think that his feeling was there were 40,000 people there, you know, on a Friday night in January. And, OK, it might be Stranraer, it might not be the biggest game of the playoff season, but they should be trying, never mind to win the game, but to entertain as well. Something that he's big on, and you saw the way he played the game, of course. But it was about the win, and we got it. And then tonight, he was able to bring in more of the first team players. One thing that's very noticeable, Charlie, is we're without Morelos due to suspension, and without James Tavernier for a couple of weeks due to injury. And they're two of our most important players. You notice the difference when they're not there. What they bring to the side in terms of their attacking intent, especially in stuffy matches like that, we don't have anybody else who can replace that. What we do have, thankfully, is Jermaine Defoe, who I think was born scoring goals and could do so in his 90s, to be honest. The guy's just a machine. If the ball's going to drop in the box, it's going to drop to him and he's going to be able to finish it. Another instinctive finish tonight from him that's got 3 points. And what a guy to have to call in when your main man's out injured.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Defoe, you know. He just a born goal scorer, a clinical goal scorer. He's a goal scoring machine. He knows to finish it off. And there's one player you want it to fall to in the box, it is him. And we're still seeing him do a brilliant job for Rangers. And like you said, making those changes, but still the quality that they can call and depend on. Obviously, Arfield getting on the score sheet as well on that Friday. But you mentioned it there, Gerrard saying he felt bored. It was a little bit flat. It was a weird one because they had less possession in the game, even though they had 33 shots. It didn't quite tally up, and it was almost they knew the game was won, almost like that training exercise that you mentioned, without really putting the pedal on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, my description of the match after it was, well, that was a thing that happened, because there wasn't really a lot of highlights you could take to say, well, this was good and that was good. And again, I think the fans are understanding of things like, you know, they've had 3 weeks off and you don't just go straight back into it with a huge figure. Tonight, there was a nervousness among the fans pre-match because last year, Charlie, we came in, you know, we were top of the league, we'd beaten Celtic, and for the next 6 weeks, Rangers were terrible, and one bad result seemed to begat another, and that was a concern. But if we drop points tonight, then, oh God, have we seen this movie before? So it was vital for Rangers to get over the line tonight, and also, we're going to see more games like that at Ibrox before the end of the season. We're going to see teams come and put men behind the ball and try to frustrate us and try to stymie us. It's not the most entertaining in the world. It can get frustrating. When the opposition get a corner in the 93rd minute, you're sitting going, oh, no, don't let this happen. But they're the games that win you times. They can't all be, you know, like fireworks like it was at Parkhead. You need to pick up the wins when maybe the whole team isn't clicking, maybe you are missing key players, and Rangers did that tonight.
Yeah, it is a worry because even now when I'm watching the games, I'm remembering last year, me and you were speaking of it, and that's the thing, we joke about it, but we joke because actually we're nervous about it. You say a corner in the 93rd minute, we, you know, last year still so raw, so fresh in the mind. What makes this year or this season different at all? Hopefully we don't know yet, but what makes it different in a sense that we don't think obviously the same will happen last year? Much stronger from the lessons learnt, but the squad and Gerrard and everyone overall.
Yeah, you've nailed it there. First of all, lessons learned. This team has shown this season a good ability to learn lessons quickly and to improve on what went before. Last season, there was a feeling that there was occasional groundhog games when we were sitting thinking, hang on a minute, you lads, you know that this doesn't work. But looking back, it was probably to do that we just simply didn't have the quality to be able to do much about it. This year we've got a bigger squad, we've got a better squad, and we do have more players who are able to cut open the other side. What impressed me tonight, Charlie, wasn't a great display, but what impressed me was the calmness about the side, that they were very much, right, don't panic, if we just keep doing the right thing, a goal will come. And then when they were a goal up, it was like, right, the game's won if we don't do anything stupid. We'll try and add a second, but if we can't, we make certain that we don't give away an equaliser. And that is something we didn't have. We didn't have that composure this time last year, I suppose, is the word I'm looking for. That's because we've got guys like Davis now, Jack, Kamara, a year in, settled. Guys who know what they're doing and have experience and have been through this before. So I felt that Rangers, if you like the attitude, they didn't allow any panic to seep in, which might have encouraged the opposition to come forward and maybe pinch something. And I think as well that for anybody who's watched Chelsea this season, that was very similar to Rangers last year, where we would quite often struggle to break a team down, start to panic, give away a goal. We've learned our lessons. So if you're the Chelsea fans listening, hopefully you guys Lampard and his boys will do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the strong marriage between Chelsea and Rangers fans coming to the fore there. Obviously, they're worried a little bit about Lampard. That naivety of the side, as you mentioned for Rangers last year, just learning those harsh lessons. Sometimes you need to learn those to get better. But Gerrard also said that he's not worried about the fixture pile-up. If anything, that's when Rangers play at their best. Is that something that you would tend to go along with?
I don't really complain about fixture piles up, Charlie, because what can you do about them? You need to play the games. And I'd rather be in competitions and have these matches to play than to be out of cups and having weeks off. So, at the end of the day, try to avoid replays in the cup by winning the game in the first, and then just get on with it. The manager's right. You can complain all you want, but at the end of the day, we've got to get these games in. We've got to play them. And footballers should want to play football, and football fans want to see their team in action.
Yeah, this is, I couldn't agree more, David. And just quickly, obviously, to touch upon tonight's game, you was there tonight, and we mentioned the man earlier, but Defoe, it just shows you what a goal does, and obviously coming from the fringe now, scored again. Maybe he could continue to make a push and actually start more regularly, David. Could that be the case? Because he scored yet again.
If Morelos is fit, he's playing, because Morelos, as well as goals, remember, he's got 28 this season as well. He's got that ability to barrel through a defence, you know, he's got that physicality that Defoe doesn't have. But what Jermaine Defoe has is this unerring ability. If you make Jermaine Defoe two chances in a game, he'll certainly score one of them. It's a fantastic ratio. He's got a knowledge of, like tonight, a deflected cross. It's not luck, but he's been really lucky for 20 years. He's there, an instinct. He's nearly on the end of one in the second half that would have been 2-0. The guy's just a marvel. I'm an old school, I suppose, Charlie. I don't think you can teach that. Yeah, you can develop it. Yeah, you can get better at it. But as far as I'm concerned, you can either be born with that, and Jermaine Defoe just has that knack, that instinct, to be able to go and put the ball into the back of the net. And I think he knows what his role is at Rangers, and I think he's content with it, because hopefully if he keeps going this way, he'll end. He's had a great career, but he hasn't won any medals. Well, hopefully he'll put that right this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good point. But I think you're right. Born instinct, just like we said, knows where the goal is. You either have it or you don't. Well, it is Hamilton in the cup next. And his Hearts, obviously, on the weekend. We're going to be talking about those two games. And obviously talking to David, because there is still time in this January transfer window. What can happen?
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter, or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You're listening to the Glasgow Rangers Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm joined by my co-host, David Edgar, to talk everything where Rangers are concerned. It is the Rangers takeover. And when we say the fan takeover, there is still time to get in touch tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. You can speak to me and David, put a question to the team. If you've watched the games like David tonight, then let us know what you think. A little bit of rust, but knocking it off. Just cruising nicely as we enter the business end of the season. Well, David, obviously, you progressed nicely in the cup on Friday night, kicking, obviously, that winter break back to the bench, back to, hopefully, the doldrums where we never see it again. But is Hamilton in the cup next? Not expecting much from this one, obviously, like you said, not many cup upsets, but still, you have to beat who's in front of you, David.
Yeah, well, Hamilton are a very, very famous cup win over Rangers. Graham Souness's first season, 1987. Hamilton came to Ibrox and knocked us out of the cup, and that's a game that always gets mentioned when we draw them in the cup. We've got them away. It's a plastic pitch, which isn't great, but we have a good record against them. It would be a massive shock if Rangers were to lose there, and I think the fans would be incredibly disappointed if we were to go there and lose. But take a wee moment, actually, to just send best wishes to Brian Rice, the Hamilton manager, who's a very decent guy. And he has mentioned this week that he has a gambling issue that he's getting help for. Wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. It takes real bottle to come out and to admit that publicly. And I know that everyone I've spoken to 100% behind him. So all the best. And I hope we beat his team in the Scottish Cup. But I wish him all the best in that fight.
Yeah, absolutely, David. We echo that also. And then, obviously, it is Hearts on the weekend. I know they're bottom, but it's, like you said, it's a massive challenge. Not a massive challenge, but it's still a massive game, especially any time Rangers play Hearts. It just, I feel shocked that they're even down there. It's just the way that it's gone. Yeah. A big, big club, big, big team. And it won't play out like that, will it, on the weekend?
No, it won't. We've only dropped a few points this season. Two of them were at Tynecastle earlier this year. Hearts have been rotten, in all honesty, and I don't say that in an insulting way to the Hearts fans, if it's possible to say your team are complete bobbins without being insulting, but the unit themselves have brought in Daniel Stendel, ex of Barnsley, and he's been making a lot of changes With a lot of, if you like, Charlie, sacred cows, you know, a lot of the old Hearts heroes being shown the door. So there's been a lot of complaints there from people leaving the club. But I don't quite understand why. If you thought that the league was a reason, I think there is this feeling, you know, the old too good to go down thing?
Yeah.
I've been guilty of this. I'm going, they'll be fine. You know, just as it by rote, you know, they'll be fine. The Hearts, we're not going to get relegated. But they are still bottom, and the results haven't been particularly good. However, in a way, this is a great fixture for them because there's no expectation. The fans will be, you know, if they lose to Rangers, then that happens. It's happened to better Hearts teams in this one. But the fans will be bang up for it. The atmosphere will be amazing. And if Rangers don't start properly, which we didn't the last time, found ourselves a goal down, then you can get sucked into a battle that you don't really need to be in. Rangers need to be a bit quicker off the mark. The last two games since we come back, we haven't been. We've kind of felt our way into them. You won't be able to do that at Tynecastle. The old, it's a cup fight. It's a free pass for their players. Hearts are a big club in Scotland, and when they're playing, the fans at home expect to win. So there's pressure on them when they're playing Livingston or Motherwell or whatever. But when they're playing us, the fans just get right behind them and, you know, allow mistakes and don't moan at the first misplaced pass. So their players will enjoy it as well. And if Rangers' attitude isn't right, then we'll struggle. We've struggled earlier this season, Charlie. The players don't need to look back that far to see that. And again, everybody needs to be switched on and make sure that we get the 3 points because it's a big, big fixture.
Yeah, it is a big, big fixture. Hearts are a massive club. And there was a lot of, you know, surprise and noise when Stendhal lost his job down here from Barnsley, obviously taking them up from League One into the Championship. Not quite gone that way, but plays a good brand of football. It'd be interesting to see what he does with Hearts in that second half of the season. But obviously, we're still doing this thing now, David. Celtic play tonight. We're keeping one eye on that. We're keeping one eye on Rangers. And that's where we're at now in this business end of the season. We're watching our own team. We're thinking, oh, come on, don't let St Mirren back into it. We're looking at Celtics, and that's the way it's going to go now, isn't it? Especially when you are playing on the same night and you're still 2 points behind, but a game in hand. It just feels like everyone, whether it's Rangers, whether it's Celtic, whether it's whoever, like we spoke about, and especially last season, we're sort of seeing who blinks first.
Yeah, we'll win our game in hand, so technically we're top of the league. You know, it's a mere technicality, Charlie. But I think that I loved tonight, by the way, because Rangers and Celtic hardly ever play at the same time anymore.
Mm.
And this was proper old school when, you know, you're saying, what's their score? You know, what's their result? How are they doing? And I loved that. It's one of the great things that maybe we've lost a wee bit in modern football, what with everyone playing at different times for TV. But, yeah, it's going to be exactly like that. And that's why tonight it was so important not to drop points. Because had we done so, then Celtic would have got a massive boost. That's the thing, the games mean twice as much. It's not just about what it means to you, it's about what it says to the opposition. And similarly, had they dropped points tonight, we'd have had a huge boost and been ecstatic about it. Mm. So it's absolutely going to come down to that. I don't think it'll be, in a strange way, the team that wins the most games, and I know that sounds stupid, but it's more a case of who drops the least points.
Yeah.
Because Rangers and Celtic will both be expecting to win every game from now to the end of the season. Now, obviously, they both can't because we play each other twice. But that's the expectation among the fans, and it will be who doesn't drop the silly points. I said on here a couple of weeks ago, the Old Firm games will take care of themselves. You know, there'll be two. They've won one, we've won one. Wouldn't surprise me if that pattern repeated before the end of the season as well. So it will be about, do you take care of your own business in the other matches? It is exciting, and it's been a long time. There's a lot of, I was, you know, tonight at the game with one of my friend's son, who's 19, and he can't really remember. I mean, it's been 8 years, really, since Rangers were involved in a title race. So they're getting to experience what it should be like and what it's usually like as a Rangers fan when you are going neck and neck, and it probably will go all the way into the last few weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's crazy when you sat like that. I remember growing up and it was Rangers every year. Then obviously we all know what happened. We don't need to go into it. And Ismail saying he hasn't seen it for 8 years and now this year is coming. That's why this season, though, back in the Scottish Premiership, so, so exciting. And maybe I'm wrong, David. It just feels like to me, I know if Rangers win their game in hand, they're top. But it just feels like to me, I don't want to say Celtic are nervous or worried. We know their history of the last few seasons. But it feels like they're almost in the cat and mouse game. They're chasing Rangers, you know, making a lot of noise in that winter break. Pundits and ex-pros making a lot of noise in terms of signing players, being very active and worried that they need to stay on it. And in from a Rangers perspective, very quiet. Is that what you expected to be this month? You know, not much movement. There's been a little bit in terms of players leaving, but not many arrivals.
Well, you know, Celtic pundits speaking a lot of nonsense is kind of day of the week with a Y on it. You know, that's kind of what they do. It's kind of what they're employed for. But you're right. I think that Celtic had in their head that, you know, they had Brendan Rodgers there. They were going to just stroll 10 in a row. And 18 months ago, I don't blame them because they were putting fours and fives by Rangers who looked inept, shambles, looked miles off. If there was going to be a turnaround, we were told that we'd cost us £70 million to even get near them. We were told that it'll take 3 to 5 years. And yet here we are 18 months later and we're right back in it. And I think it has been a shock for them. I don't think they expected a challenge so soon. And yet here we are, and we are now in the happy position of challenging them. It's a different sort of pressure. Now, it pains me to do this, but hats off to them because they have responded to all sorts of pressures the last year. Any time they've been put under a little bit, they've responded. And credit to them. You know, you cannot argue with a record of success. However, this is different. Now, they do have to win these games. They can't go into them relaxed thinking it doesn't matter. It's new for us, but in a way, it's kind of new for them because for the last 5-6 years, they've had the league won by now. I mean, they really have. They would have to go some to lose it. Two ways it can go for both sides. You can rise to it and it can make you sharper and, you know, you can show your mentality or you can crack under the pressure. I'm certainly hoping that it's them that do that. Yeah. It does but show that we've got the steel and the metal to go in the title. But, yeah, it's a little bit different for them.
It's new for Celtic, David, in that sense, because obviously everyone's going, oh, Rangers folded a little bit last season. Well, Celtic, you know, if it carries on being toe-to-toe, how will Celtic deal with that? You know, they've not had that for last few seasons now. It's really new from them. They're not the only ones that it's all eyes on Rangers. Celtic have to deal with that because that is certainly an added pressure on their shoulders. But it's hearts on the weekend. We said it would be difficult. How will it play out, David, in your score prediction?
I'm going to go for Rangers to win 2-1. I think it might be a bit of a scrap, but I think we'll get over the line.
Yeah, getting over the line. David, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I look forward. Thank you so much for allowing us to move it and still giving the fans the Rangers fan show. Nothing better than a chat with you. I look forward to catching up at the same time next week. But in the meantime, you can't get enough Rangers. Check out David at Ibrox Rocks and the Heart and Hand podcast. I know you're already all over it, but continue to do so. And remember, you can have your say on tonight's show, on any fan show, but ask David a question, put it to me and say what you want on the race this season, because it is heating up and the Europa League, well, it's not even back yet. It kicks off in February. We're all over it. But this has been the Rangers Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. Up next, it is the best of. Can't wait to see you then. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Call us 0208 7020 558. We'll be back at the same time next week, Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.